Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Texas Law Shield, Edwin Walker, Michelle Byington. I haven't been able to talk to them for a while. And the first thing I'm going to kick off with, because nobody has made this clear to me, is I want to know when it's illegal to shoot an AR-15 pistol with the SIGTAC brace on it. At what point does it become illegal? Because I'm thinking that I have to have a cop around me to get arrested for doing anything like shouldering it. And I could control when that happens, couldn't I? Just curious about that. Just curious about that. That's coming up next hour. In New York, and I'm not exactly sure where in New York this was. It may have been just outside of Manhattan. It may have been somewhere else. There's this new group that I've never heard of, a gun control group. States United to Prevent Gun Violence. And they have set up this fake gun shop. This fake gun shop. And they talk people out of buying guns. Now this is how they do it. Somebody came in and was looking at a .22 revolver. It was an unsuspecting pro Second Amendment couple. The store clerk described it as the easiest gun we have to use. It's our most popular one. It's also a gun that a 5-year-old found in his parents' bedroom, went down and shot his 9-month-old baby brother with it. With an AR-15, he said, collectors love this one. Adam Lanza's mom had this in her collection too, until he took this and several other guns and killed her, then went down to Sandy Hook and killed 6 teachers and 20 innocent children. 20 little kids gone like that. Several people that feel like they were blindsided by this have decided they may not buy a gun after all. The guy who's actually the clerk there claims to be a paid actor. I wish they would come and set up a gun shop in South Carolina. Right? Come set one up here. Because For every little story he's got, I've got one to counter him where that gun's been used for good. This is like, do you remember the Beltway snipers? They used a Chevrolet Caprice that they took the back seat out of, and they had a little peephole coming out the back that they could shoot out the back. Did anybody out there demonize the Chevrolet? Did anybody? No. Because it was an object, just like the gun they used. They demonized the gun. It wasn't about, the two shooters. It was about the gun, you see. And that's what it is here. States United Prevent Gun Violence. If you want to prevent gun violence, then you've got to be for proliferation of concealed carry. One thing that was left out, of course, in these sales presentations, I don't even know if they could actually have sold a gun. They went to an elaborate amount of trouble to set up this little thing. At the minimum of all research done, 2,082 times a day, minimum, people are using guns to stop a crime. Good people are using guns to stop a crime. Old people, black people, females, males, younger, older, you know, they're doing it. Asians, Hispanics, Americans of every stripe. 2,082 times a day, at the minimum. And you know what? I hate to come at these professional victimizers, but no matter how many victims you guys can claim, that is nothing compared to what, if you want to do cost-benefit analysis, the benefit is way out there. It is way out there. So, you know, to me, this is all it's all a matter of a Caprice Classic. And the thing that they, once again, let me point this out. These idiots that push this stuff, the ones that are civilians are out there. They are the most easily duped of the lemmings out there to fall for the, well, if there were no guns, there would be no crime trap. If we took all the guns away, there would be no crime. That's two different arguments, you understand. Violence is not always perpetrated with a gun. If somebody picks up a rock and beats my head in until I am dead, I'm not going to be, as I'm floating to my final reward, I won't be looking down at the earth going, well, at least I have the moral high ground because I wasn't shot. I'll be just as dead. So if guns go away, violence increases is actually the way that would work out. But besides that, whenever they're pointing this kind of thing out, whenever they're saying, the gun did it, the gun did it, the gun did it, they are giving cover to a bunch of politicians that cannot, and, you know, the truth of the matter is they can't. But they've been telling you they can protect you from bad people and mentally ill people by doing this or doing that or doing the other, and this is just an indicator of their failure. That's all it is. That is all it is. When you get out here and say, well, you know, if we do this, then crime will stop. You are an idiot. You're a fool. Because I carry a gun. I carry a gun everywhere I go. And I realize that is not, that doesn't mean anything. If a crime starts in front of me and somebody wants to victimize me, if they've got the drop on me, if they shoot me first before they make their demands, if they stick a knife in me before they make their demands, guess what? I'm bleeding. And they will find a gun on me. But the difference is, there's, you know, I have an option there. I have options. Because not all crime is going to start that way. As a matter of fact, most of the time, the criminals, they don't want to kill anybody to begin with. They may later on. There is a breed of criminal that just likes to kill. No doubt about it. But most of these people that are just wanting to mug you or something, they're not wanting to kill you. It's going to start out as maybe them trying to bash me in the head. And they try to bash me in the head, and I'm not out. I'm in the fight. And that gun puts me in a position to turn that fight in my direction really fast, which is all I'm looking for. But in New York, here comes the States United to Prevent Gun Violence. Which states would that be? I don't even know why why would you even practice more gun control in New York when you've got the SAFE Act? And I'm sure Cuomo's got SAFE Act 2 coming. Thanks, Chris Christie, for ignoring the New York gubernatorial race. Thank you. On the front of the store, there's a sign that reads, first time gun buyer, we're here to help you. And then you walk in and they start blindsiding. This is a really great gun. This is the kind of gun Jared Lee Loftner used to point blank shoot Gabrielle Giffords in the skull. Popped her one right in the melon. Should we start the paperwork? Don't fall for it. Please don't. Especially those of you in New York, you're so beleaguered already. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I mentioned this briefly earlier this week, I think, with the governor of Connecticut. He's saying there's no real taste for any more gun control at this time, despite his little commission they put together. And, you know, I hadn't really talked that much about what the commission put together. This was a statewide commission, and quite honestly, they, reading some of the stuff that came out of that commission, first question I have for them, if I were addressing them right now as somebody And I'm sure the sergeant at arms would want to escort me out. He, you know, good luck with that one. First question I would simply want to ask the commission is, who the hell do you think you are in Connecticut? And you're making decisions based upon the country, not your little neck of the woods. And, you know, it would go a lot further with me if you guys could pass laws that you would actually attempt to enforce. You are toothless. You're just shills. You have no idea how the real world works. You think you can legislate intent. And you've made a bunch of felons out of a bunch of law-abiding people. And now you don't know how to enforce that law against them. And you're not going to. You're just hoping it fades away. That would be my opening statement to them. So their findings and everything they wrote about this is quite interesting. Let me explain something to you. If you want to keep a school safe, okay, a school full of children, no matter what age, whether they're the young darlings in elementary and kindergarten, or the tweens in middle school or junior high, or the young adults in high school, here's what you got to do. All right, you have to make it so expensive for a shooter to try to enter a school to where they don't even try. You have to make it so dangerous that they never make it into the parking lot. There is a way you could do it, and nobody in the United States has the stomach to do it. If I were to see this, I'd be walking up doing fist bumps with these guys. Take some veterans, kit them up, and put them around the school. Don't worry about the sensibilities. If you want to protect something, sometimes you have to make a compromise on something. And if the parents driving up to pick up their little darlings, they'll get used to seeing those guys there. God knows I used to get used to having a bunch of teachers directing me around like they had powers of arrest. I could acclimate to some guys there to protect children. All that being said, one of the things they wrote was the lethality of the weapons used in the attack on Sandy Hook requires that the commission evaluate access to firearms and ammunition. Really? Who are you on the commission? They said the analysis of this commission is not rooted in dogma or a particularly ingrained worldview, but rather a rational analysis of what types of firearms are available to citizens and what that means to the security of communities. So in their analysis, they engage in a pragmatic, not dogmatic review. You guys are idiots. You're idiots. So let's look at some of your recommendations. Recommendation number one, mandatory background checks on the sale or transfer of any firearm, including long guns at private and gun show sales. Recommendation number two, require registration, including a certificate of registration for every firearm. This certificate of registration should be issued subsequent to the completion of a background check and is separate and distinct from a permit to carry. Okay, so we've just put two things on the law-abiding gun owner there, neither of which would have done anything to have stopped Adam Lanza or any of these spree shooters, because most of them, the guns are acquired legally. Adam Lanza, his mom, purchased these. He sees these. He shot her repeatedly while she slept. Then he went to Sandy Hook. Neither one of those regulations would have stopped him at all. Recommendation number three, require firearms permits to be renewed on a regular basis. This renewal process should include a test of firearms handling capacity as well as an understanding of applicable laws and regulations. That is as unconstitutional as a day is long. There's nothing in there that says I have to understand anything to keep and bear arms. It says that my rights to them shall not be infringed, and every one of those things they just described is an infringement. Deterring and catching real criminals is difficult. And it's not a priority for the statist because criminals serve useful political purposes. Harassing regular people, now that's politically productive. Recommendation number four, institute a ban on the sale, possession, or use of any magazine or ammunition feeding device in excess of 10 rounds. Now, the commission magnanimously recognizes that certain sporting events at times involve the use of higher capacity magazines. However, the commission thinks that the spirit of sportsmanship should be able to be maintained with lower capacity. You guys are so, you guys need therapy. You obviously do. You're suffering from delusions of grandeur. A magazine can be changed in about a second and a half. Hate to tell you that. So, you know, whether I'm carrying 50 10 rounders or whatever, I can do lots of shooting. Lots of shooting, and I can do it quick. And in that moment, when you're trying to run up to disarm me like you, all of you advocate, that means you break cover. And if I'm the spree shooter, I get to shoot you a lot. Idiots. Recommendation number 5. Institute a ban on the possession or sale of all armor-piercing and incendiary bullets, regardless of caliber. First-time offenses should be classified as a Class D felony. You know what? And this is expeditious for me. I've got a recommendation for all of you gun grabbers out there. Get all of this instituted, and let's just cut to the chase. Let's just cut to the chase, because what you will do is you'll wake up something that you have no idea. When they were pursuing the Manhattan Project, one of the fears they had when they started to getting closer to this nuclear reaction was that they would be unable to control it once it started. You go out there and ban this and ban that and ban this and ban that. Right now in Connecticut and New York, you've got mass defiance going on as far as registration is going. And nobody there has made any moves against regular people. Going that way would be going a bridge. That would be taking the bridge too far. And you know, all of these little caveats and rules and regulations. Get them. Please get them. And let's just cut to the chase. I'm getting sort of tired of this worldview that you guys have that you can somehow control everything. Control is a facade. Control is a facade. If you don't know that, you really need therapy. There is no such thing as complete and total control over life. Life will find a way. How do you think the Grand Canyon got cut? Idiots. Gosh, I can't stand idiots. Coming up on the next break. I'm glad I'm not hypertensive anymore. That would have been quite entertaining for somebody watching. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In California. This feeds into something else, believe me. In California the other day. Let me make a couple things clear. California has this gun confiscation squad. It's part of their Department of Justice. And they go after people that are not allowed to have a gun. Prohibited persons. Now, if somebody is too mentally unstable to own a firearm, in my mind, that means they're too mentally unstable to be walking around in the street. They're too mentally unstable to be going into Kohl's. They're too mentally unstable to manage anything on their own. They should be institutionalized. If they cannot be trusted to have an inanimate object and keep from harming themselves or others, they shouldn't be on the street. Okay, that's item number one. Item number two, with some crime now, don't get me wrong, I believe there should be penalties for felonies. I do. Long lasting. But with some of these things, once you've paid your price to society, should that continue on as far as all these other things that might be? Can't vote, can't do this, can't have gun rights, that kind of thing. That's a big question I have. Anytime a mentally unstable person gets out there and gets released by the caregivers, in my mind's eye, everything, all bets are off. If somebody's out there and they have a restraining order against them, once that nullifies or expires or whatever it does, gun rights restored. All of that, you know, all these things need to come along with gun rights being restored. Well, Kamala Harris, the best-looking attorney general in the United States, or state's attorney general in the United States, she's got her eyes on the Senate. And the meager Republicans, the California Republicans, okay? We need to make caveats as far as what a Republican is. A California Republican, for them, this is a good idea. Same, it would be the same for some New York Republicans and some New Jersey Republicans and Republicans of every stripe, as it would seem. But the other day, state Senate Republicans in California decided they wanted to have an oversight hearing to go after Attorney General Kamala Harris because of the slow progress being made going through the backlog of gun owners who are not allowed to possess firearms because of crimes or mental illness. They want to see that, you know, they've spent $24 million to reduce the backlog people on the armed and prohibited persons system. The system began in 2014 with 21,000 people and reduced the backlog during that year by about 17%. They want to know why Kamala Harris is dragging her feet on disarming their fellow constituents, their fellow citizens of California. This is what, you know, a California Republican looks at this and says, this is me making some noise. I'll show them. I'll show them. Take that, Kamala Harris. Republican senators voiced concern that there are still 17,479 prohibited persons with more than 36,000 firearms, despite the State Department of Justice having spent 40% of the funds appropriated to eliminate the entire backlog. The Republicans are trying to wound Ms. Harris as she begins her run-up to the Senate, the U.S. Senate, where Barbara Boxer is getting ready to retire. And here we have this well-funded oversight of the armed and prohibited persons system. In California, they are convicting people of minor ancient drug offenses, amongst other offenses, of course. But, you know, this is the California Republicans' idea of making some noise. I think that's funny. I'm sorry. The reason I bring that up for a while, there's been this undercurrent out there. You know, I've been talking about Glenn Beck. I've been breaking your heart, haven't I? Talking about Glenn Beck. Been talking about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is not a gun guy. Okay, let me state that categorically. He is not a gun guy. He does not believe in constitutional carry. He does not believe that everybody should be allowed to carry a gun. He believes that there are some people that shouldn't be allowed to carry a gun. Somebody that says that, anybody that says that, whether they're Glenn Beck or Glenn Moore, it doesn't matter what their last name is, anybody that says that is not being constitutional. And here lately he's been trying to insinuate himself into the gun argument. And the way he's been doing it, for me, has been a big distraction to the bigger argument to be made about immigration. He's been talking about one guy and in the NRA. He's threatening the NRA. I will leave the NRA. I am one of 5 million. I will get out and you guys will die. When you guys go to 4,999,999, because I'm the one that left, you guys will go down the drain. That's what he's saying. And it's taken away from the fact that Grover Norquist is the one he's going after, which he doesn't like him for this reason. But Grover Norquist is all about immigration amnesty. And the NRA is not taking a point or not making a point of going after immigration amnesty. And that's a problem because that will have far-reaching Second Amendment implications if it were to actually happen 20, 30 years down the road. Now, yesterday... Talking about Republicans, yesterday Glenn Beck got out there and said, I have left the Republican Party. They're not good. They've caved in on immigration amnesty. Why is he bringing that up now? They caved on immigration amnesty and Obamacare. Therefore, and they're not good. They're not trying to do anything good. Therefore, I am no longer a Republican. Okay, so you don't want to be a member of the NRA. You don't want to be a member of the Republican Party. You have a valid argument with the Republicans. As far as I'm concerned, it's a very valid argument. But your arguments as far as the gun issue, this is the thing I don't like about the mainstream talkers. Most of them don't know what they're talking about when it comes to a gun issue. And I don't mind who hears me say that. I've been interviewed by too many conservatives that will be out there and they support the Second Amendment instinctively, but they don't know why. They don't know the details as to why, and they're making a bunch of mistakes. And they come off looking like a bunch of buffoons. That doesn't mean I'm any smarter than they are. That, as a matter of fact, it may mean I'm less smart because I'm just pigeonholed on this. But I just happen to look at the Second Amendment, you know, if this, you know, no guns, no stopping them. And that's the way I look at it. So it's very important to me that it stay in place. And here we got this non-gun guy who's been trying to make some gun guy noise. And he's out there going after the Republicans, which the Republicans need to be gone after. You guys are in power, Boehner. You don't have to go to the Democrats to get something done, unless you want to pass their bill. Something needs to be done about them. But, this whole thing about I'm one guy and I'm so important that if I lead, you know, somebody believes that. That's elitist. Am I professionally envious of people like Glenn Beck? Yes, I am. Has nothing to do with how I feel about what he's doing right now, though. Nothing at all. Him leaving and saying, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that, that tells me I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight. You're going to go somewhere by yourself and fight? Who? How? I'm sure he has an answer for that, though. He always does. All right, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Happening again, the feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Harvest Right. The makers of the only in-home freeze dryer would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together. No tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming up next hour from Texas Law Shield, we'll be joined by Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. We're going to talk about law and guns and me and you across the land. Been a while since I've had them on. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. There is a... coming from the Guardian newspaper, I do not know why the British newspapers are so concerned about what we do here in the United States, but they are. They're talking about a proposal by Professor Stephen Terrett of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He's making a recommendation that Barack Obama use his executive powers to promote gun safety by taking all the federal law enforcement and mandating that they carry smart guns. Professor Stephen Terrett said, described by The Guardian as a gun control expert at the Baltimore-based public health institution, was quoted in the article stating, "I don't know what's keeping President Obama from doing this." There would be a couple of things that would keep him from doing this. First of all, there would be an expenditure. So President Obama can't spend money. Any expenditures like that have to originate in the House. So... the House Budget and the Senate Finance Committees would have to take this up and look at it at its feasibility. It would be an enormous amount of money to spend, unless, of course, Michael Bloomberg donated it to them. Bloomberg donated $1.1 billion to Johns Hopkins University over the course of several years. That's why it's called the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Now, let's look at this, shall we? Let's look at this proposal and how absurd it actually is. Right now, you've got the ATF running around saying we need to ban M855 ammunition for the safety of police. And within law enforcement, which would encompass ATF, DEA, ICE, the Border Patrol, FBI, and all the rest of the alphabet agencies, because they all have SWAT teams. We're going to do away with what they've got and give them smart guns. I hope that means smart carbines as well. Now, the reason I laugh about this is because it's going to be hilarious. Were they to do it, First of all, the first tragic thing we would hear about would be that the power source failed while somebody was serving a no-knock warrant, and the entirety of the DEA contingent was cut down by a guy with a six-shot .22 revolver. That would be item number one. Item number two, we would hear about an agent who accidentally shot himself in the foot when his these things operate on basically radio waves on line of sight, when his neighbor activated his garage door that just happened to have the same frequency, because nobody knows what frequency these stupid things work on. That could be a very large possibility. Number three, because this would be such a large undertaking, we would see for a protracted period of time as these guys futilely attempt to try to get used to these stupid things, probably an uptick in crime and a downtick in any sort of federal enforcement whatsoever, which is not good on our border right now. That would not be good at all. It's already bad there. They're having to share guns. There's one AR or one M4 for every four Border Patrol agents. And I don't know, what are they playing rock, paper, scissors to decide who gets to carry the long gun that day? That's if the House and the Senate says this is a smoking hot idea. Now, no disrespect. You know, this is the people trying to get out there and saying we can have our cake and eat it too. This is the people that want to have and handle something that has lethal capability and somehow or other get a guarantee that they won't be lethal. There are no guarantees. There are no guarantees. I have, I've just had my heart rebuilt. And that's great. My heart is never going to fail me. Or it's not going to fail me, at least projected for like 60 years. So at my age, I could live to be a ripe old age. Now, will something else on my body break? Very likely. Very likely. Or I might just do something stupid. There's no guarantee. Even though they've gotten out there and done something that will, is, you know, arguably change the quality of my life altogether, that doesn't mean that I can't kick it tomorrow. I could be going out there and checking the mail, and some kid with a new driver's license could mow me down. Here's the other thing. You cannot get out there. This is the reason smart guns have not been picked up, is because nobody has said they want one. Despite what they saw on, Judge Dredd or in Skyfall, nobody has gotten out there and said, well, I want a smart gun. I want biometric recognition. I want, my copper ring to activate it. Nobody has said that. Nobody has said that. Economics do not dictate that this is the next big coming thing. So, especially coming from this professor, when you've got the most moneyed gun grabber in the land that gives you so much money that you change the name of your higher learning institution to reflect his name as well, when you get out there and you're trying to make certain public policy recommendations out there, when you're trying to sway comment, when you're trying to sway opinion, I'm kind of skeptical when it originates with you. I'm sorry, I can't help myself on that. Tarrant says that they could do it without going through Congress. It's something that the White House could do, or short of that, the Department of Justice. Eric Holder is still Attorney General for a little longer, and he's very knowledgeable about the personalized gun industry. I'm glad he is, because nobody else is. Here, the President could take action before they leave office. Leave that for us. That'd be nice. Like certain things that get left in the yard. Why do we even have a Congress? We got a president who doesn't think we need a Congress. We got this guy that doesn't think we need a Congress. So they're wanting executive action now. Them getting out there and saying they want executive action, Barack Obama proposing executive action, doesn't mean anything. Don't let that get you to any certain point. I mean, there's nothing that can be done that can't be undone. However, like I said, I wish one of these overreaching things would pass and snap awake the apathy, the apathetic Americans that are out there today, who despite everything that's going on around them, are perfectly content. You know, let's take a look. Let me jump somewhere. Let me just go somewhere real quick. On the interwebs right now, real time, we're going to go to the CNN news site. What is one of the top headlines there? Obama floats mandatory voting. we're going to do, everybody's got to vote or you're in trouble. What's another news item? Liza Minnelli enters rehab. Kendall Jenner. I didn't say that about Dad. Breastfeeding linked to IQ. Prince Charles, Duchess Camilla visit U.S. These are the kind of things that pass off as news. Okay. Now, to be sure, I don't want to be unfair. Baby seal dies in training. Fetus cut from womb. That kind of thing. That kind of stuff is news. That kind of stuff is news. But it's got this other junk sprinkled in with it. And as long as people think that's news, as long as they go down the line and think that's news, then this kind of flotation we're doing about mandatory voting, as an example, or executive action to mandate smart guns in the hands of all the federal cops, okay, that's a possibility. And I want something to snap America awake. We don't have to go full-on insurrectionist, civil war, revolutionary. We can just pick up the phone because Congress is a bunch of cowards when it comes down to it. They're going to listen to you. That's what they should be, by the way. They should be representative of you. That's not necessarily being cowardly, but, you know, who we've got up there right now, except for maybe some of the new ones, these, you think Boehner is a man of conviction? Boehner is as malleable as silly pity. Oh, well. Coming up next from Texas, U.S. Law Shield, will be Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Q.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.